welcome our radio audience to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street. Here at Trinity United Methodist Church, we strive to be Christ's hands and feet and heart in our community. We invite you to join us Sunday morning for worship at 10 a.m. We also invite you to watch our worship service and our Spirit 23 devotions on YouTube. It's under Seymour Trinity UMC. If you enjoy our radio ministry and would like to further the building of His kingdom, you can visit our website at www.dev.tumcseymour.org. Our scripture for this morning is found in Psalm 78, 1 through 7. Love to hear the little ones. My people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter hidden things, things from of old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders He has done. He decreased statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which He commanded our ancestors to teach their children, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. Then they would put their trust in God and would not forget His deeds, but would keep His commandments. And now if you would welcome Dr. Erica Lawrence as she brings the message about growing young today.
Thank you. I absolutely count it all joy to be here with you this morning at Trinity United Methodist Church. I want to especially thank Kathy for welcoming me this morning when my mom and I arrived here in your sanctuary. Thank you to Pastor Armstrong. I have been completely blown away by the shepherd of this flock. Pastor Armstrong demonstrates a technical leadership and a spiritual leadership that is absolutely resonates with the congregants here, but I definitely have been able to absorb it and apply it into my own professional practice. And as a leader, I absolutely respect leaders and leadership because I know the challenge of leadership. I know the burden of leadership and the joy of it, but I absolutely respect leadership, and it has been quite rewarding to work with Pastor Armstrong. And I am prayerful that God continues to bless you through your work and your works here with Trinity and the Seymour community. Thank you very much for that. So Trinity United Methodist has joined the Growing Young cohort with the Indiana Conference. And Growing Young is an initiative to support nurturing young people and emerging adults. I'm Erica Lawrence, and I am your Growing Young consultant. And it is my delight to support you and coach you in this dynamic initiative. Professionally, I work as an elementary school principal in Louisville, Kentucky. And one may wonder why a school principal could help us attract young people to the church. Aren't kids afraid of the principal? Quite the contrary. We may remember schools run by a principal who was focused on disciplining wayward children. And perhaps you found yourself in the principal's office a time or two, or you never encounter the principal due to your exemplary behavior. Principals remained in the principal's office. The times have definitely changed, and we can all be a testament to that. Principals do not just sit in the principal's office anymore and discipline wayward children. Principals must serve as a coach and consultant for teachers. We have to help teachers improve their instructional practices and that result in children getting better, that children become better readers because of teachers, that children become better mathematicians and better writers because of teachers. So principals have to help teachers do that. We have to help teachers become more engaging so that children like going to class. We want children to like school and to like coming to school and achieving. And so that can be a challenging job. So principals are instrumental in ensuring that schools are communities where young people thrive, where young people belong, and where they achieve. And as your growing young consultant, I hope to transfer this skill set so that children and young people develop a strong connection with the church and Jesus Christ because of what happens here. So let's look at the text. Psalm 78, 1 through 7. We just read it, but I'm going to read it again. My people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable. I utter hidden things from old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power and the wonders he has done. He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which he commanded our ancestors to teach their children, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they would in turn tell their children. Then they would put their trust in God and would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commandments. The praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. Asaph was concerned about passing on at least three things to the next generation. The praises of the Lord, teaching them that God was worthy of our adoration and gratitude. God's strength, his power and his greatness above and beyond all, his wonderful works. That is God's power and greatness and active assistance to his people. It is still good and necessary for us to pass these things on. We should speak about him, about and tell their continually unfolding story of how God has done wonderful works in and through his people. The supreme quality of this psalm is that throughout all its measures, over and against the repeated failure of his people, God's persistent patience is set forth in bold relief. That they should make them known to their children, then and now. God gives his word so that it will be transmitted to following generations. In theory, the revelation of God's word can perish or become utterly irrelevant if not passed on to the next generation. Psalm 78 is a wisdom psalm written to instruct God's people. The theme is the goodness and kindness of God to his stubborn and rebellious people. Asaph began by asking for the attention of God's people so they could hear the wisdom he would speak. Psalm 78 begins with a principle sometimes neglected among those who would speak wisdom to others. You must first gain the attention of your listeners if you would teach them and reach them. The foundation of growing young is directly connected to this scripture. I would like for us to spend time this morning identifying the principles of growing young and making connections between these principles and the actions of Trinity UMC. What is causing the disappearance of young people from the church? One primary issue is the changing dynamics of adolescence. Adolescence is starting younger and it's lasting longer. Children at younger ages have the entire world at their fingertips. They are so much more socially sophisticated now than ever before. Google has all the answers. Adolescence is also lasting longer because it takes more time to develop financial independence. Young people are living at home longer, almost approximately age 25, waiting for their careers to launch. Young people bring vitality and energy to the church. No young people do not make the same financial contributions to the church as more senior members. However, the Fuller Institute found that senior members give more financial resources or money to the church when young people are present. So the principles of growing young. Keychain leadership. Do you remember when you were 16 and the first time you were given the keys to the family car? You beamed with pride that you achieved that milestone of trust, worthiness, and a rite of passage towards adulthood. Keychain leadership is providing young people with access and opportunities to lead. We train and prepare them for the work of the church. We mentor and we empower young people. Trinity UMC did not prevent young people from holding roles in the church Christmas play. Quite the contrary. Young people fulfilled the majority of the roles. Middle school young people played instruments in the Easter play. I remember my own experience at Lincoln Park United Methodist in Washington, D.C. My dear friend India and I were both teachers in the District of Columbia Public Schools. We were about 22, 23 years of age, and Reverend Lewis asked us to lead Vacation Bible School. We recruited teachers, hosted a teacher training at my house, and executed a dynamic week of learning, fun, and fellowship. The congregation was thrilled. We celebrated our work and we felt affirmed for making an important contribution. Our church welcomed young leadership. Key hoarding, that is maintaining leadership with the same person or people and never training others to lead. I am the only one who can do it philosophy will not help a congregation grow young. If you entrust your keys to young people, they will trust you with their hearts, their creativity, their energy, and their friends. Developing a relational nature with young people is essential. Be enjoyable to be with. Empathize with today's young people. This is the work you do to understand people. Young people are faced with three powerful questions. Who am I? Where do I fit? And what difference do I make? Identity, belonging, purpose. We will seek to learn about young people and empathize with them. Take Jesus' message seriously. Pay attention to the life and words of Christ. Less talk of heaven and more talk of life, the here and the now. Have rituals, communion, Advent, hanging of the greens, graduation ceremonies, baby dedications, baptisms, confirmation. Be sure to embrace doubt about faith. Doubt is not toxic to faith. Silence is. Make it acceptable for people to question God. Be thoughtful in your responses to questions on faith so that you don't shut young people down. Fuel a warm community. A warm community is a church family. Being nice is not enough. Warmth is more powerful than programs. Warmth is active listening and generosity of time and resources. Warmth is shared meals, shared transportation, shared community service. Here, we do life together. It is encouraged that we flood support to young people with a ratio of 5-1. Assign 5 adults to each young person. This helps build intergenerational relationships. It's not enough for just Pastor Angel and Taylor and Tony Ann to be warm. We must be a warm community. Pastor Armstrong, Taylor, and Tony Ann are great models, and imitation is the greatest form of flattery. Trinity United Methodist is reflecting a warm community with the feeding ministry service. Families are targeted using social media. The listening sessions with young people reveal that they feel connected and they feel they belong here. Prioritize young people and families everywhere. And when we say everywhere, we mean everywhere. Worship, planning, hiring, outreach, This is a tangible institutional commitment to allocate resources and attention to young people and families. Families are experiencing brokenness. Parents need support. Divorce requires attention. This is one principle that may require sacrifice. We do this instead of this. We will change this. When we consider budget and budget priorities, young people and families should be reflected in how we allocate and utilize our resources. This is a collective principle that cannot be done alone or in one ministry area. The whole church benefits when young people and families are prioritized. And lastly, be the best neighbor. Know your neighborhood, the demographics, the age, income. Identify how our church should interact with culture and the world around us. Partner up with other organizations. Trinity has partnered with another church for Vacation Bible School. Reflect mercy towards those outside our walls. The lengthening of adolescence has created a need for vocation exploration. Consider vocation groups that help young people think about their calling, their gifts, and their career vocation. The evidence of growing young work is throughout the structure of this church. Discipleship is not efficient. Discipleship is not fast. It is a steady attention to these principles. The focus is not on setting attendance goals. The focus is not on setting membership goals. The focus is not on setting giving goals. The focus is creating systems of action that share leadership, focus on Jesus' message, empathy, warmth, prioritizing young people, and being the best neighbor. The synergy created when these principles are activated across the congregation will have atomic results. Thank you.
And now our song of response is found on page 600 or on the screen, Wonderful Words of Life.
Words of life, words of life and beauty, teach me faith. Wonderful words of life, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all. Wonderful words.